Welcome everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Toilet Lock Podcast. Go! And just the little things that make you think, go back into the days of those good days, how things used to be. Wonderful job Joe Biden is doing. He's doing a really good job. So let's get started. I'll talk about whatever comes to mind. Right now. I don't have no script right now. I didn't have time to write one. So I'll just talk about whatever comes to mind. We have a couple more episodes coming. We're trying to get out today. Get a couple more episodes up and going today. And probably do some tomorrow when I get home from work. And Thursday and Sunday. Just to catch up on things since I've been gone a while. Alright. We're about to get started. We would not show that podcast. We your podcast needs. Everybody gets vaccinated. Okay, it has been a while since Joe Biden has been in the office, and already half of America has been, got the vaccination, and things have been going good so far. No side effects, nobody died from it. Look like really he's doing really good. And I just want to say to everybody, if you watch some of those YouTube channels about the stimulus checks and the people to give you updates, I just want to say don't be so hard on the IRS, okay? The IRS. It's human, okay? They only human. And they doing that job to get the money out to everyone. Okay? They doing their best to get the money out to everyone. I know it's a lot of mistakes and a lot of errors and they not talking to Social Security and people in Social Security need to get their money. Guys, patience is everything. Be patient. Okay? You need to be patient. Once you're patient, God will see that and your money will be coming. As long as it's out there, as long as they owe it to you, you will have it. Okay? Those who didn't get the first or second one, yeah, you're going to get your first, second, and third one. Probably when you least expect it, all right? You need to be patient, people, all right? These people is only human, okay? They give them this money so you can build back the economy and get out there and travel and stuff, you know? So when things do get back to the new normal, you know. You will be able to travel, you'll have money, you'll have things to go. You can go to Ocean City, or you can go to Myrtle Beach, or whatever you live in the United States or the world. You can go to Beach, and those fathers who didn't have money to do stuff for their children, you get a stimulus check now. Now you can take your kids to Walt Disney World you want, you know? Especially if we get $1,000 a month and $2,000 a month stimulus checks. I mean, those parents that split up and the mother said the father is nobody, you know? He start getting a stimulus check and he working paycheck to paycheck and he get $2,000 a month. He going to show you what kind of father he is. Same with the mother. Same thing to the mother. If a father taking care of his children, the mother, she going to turn around, you know, if she cares about her kids. And if he cares about his children, he will turn it around because he going to have that money. He going to have his job and he going to have the $2,000. Another thing, people, if the government give you $2,000, please, please do not quit your job, okay? Do not quit your job. Because that $2,000 is only going to last until the pandemic is over, all right? It could last like 4 months, 5 months, 6 or 7 months. They probably give you up to the end to Christmas, or maybe to past Christmas and all the way up to next, the 4th of July. Just to make sure everything's back to normal and people get out and work. Spend your paycheck and spend the $2,000. Take that money, put it away, put it in a savings trust, and pass on down to generations to your children. Figure out, go get something, go get a counter, or something like that. Pass it on to generations, just in case something like this happened again, and you're gone, and 5 centuries later, your great-great-grandfather, or your great-great-great-great-grandfather had left you a lot of money in the family, and you don't have no need. Have no worries, you know? Start thinking about that. I mean, $2,000 really build for the next couple of years, you know? If you put interest on it and stuff like that. And I'm really sad to think that people are gonna drop their jobs and tell their bosses to go to F you and all that stuff because I got $2,000 and then come to find out 3 months later, they stopped it. You ain't getting $2,000. You know? Now you don't have no job. You don't have no $2,000. And you can't pay your rent. Or you can't pay your mortgage. Right? Think about it before you quit the job. You know? Make things as normal as possible. Keep going to work. Keep living paycheck to paycheck. Take that $2,000 and put towards whatever you want to get fixed with your house. If that garage needs to be fixed ever since you moved in. Get that garage fixed. Or the roof is finally, you got money to get the roof fixed. Or you need to redecorate your kitchen or something. Put that money together. And couples, work together. Don't let money tear you apart, okay? That's what it can do. Y'all getting all this money as a couple, and hopefully it don't rise to the divorce rate, you know? And that's the number one reason why people get divorced, because of money. And it shouldn't be. Like I said, when the congressmen and senators go get together and the president declares war, he had to go to the Democrats and Republicans. And they have to approve it, you know? But countries, they will go to the table. The normal countries, they will go to the table, you know, and they will talk and talk. If nothing gets done, hopefully war will be the last thing, you know. Just like World War II and World War I, hopefully they went to the table many times to try to stop it, but it came. And the reason that we never had World War III yet, we got to basically understand, you know, Okay, had a little noise in the hallway, so I don't have a soundproof wall. But please, couple and everyone, single people and couples, don't let this destroy your marriage or your relationship. Okay? Take care of that woman. Take care of that wife. Okay? Keep going. Keep getting up and going to work. Because that $2,000 can pay, fix your car, and can buy your wife a new car. If you save it outright, you can buy her a new ring. You can remarry her. And you can go on that trip to Paris and all. Just think about it, okay? But don't quit the job, all right? The government, Joe Biden don't want you to do that, all right? I'm talking to all Americans. Don't do it. Even though you're not going to listen to me, don't do it, okay? You're going to need the job. And your boss is going to need you to come to work, especially if you're dependable and you're honorable and you're loyal. She or he don't want to lose their best person that they can count on, all right? I know $2,000 a month is a lot, but just think about it. If you lose your job, if you quit, and that $2,000 don't last too long, just say you start getting it now, they approve it. Just say they approve it and everything now. And you get the $2,000 every month. And all of a sudden, by September or October, they stopped it. See what I'm saying? So that's my point. You know, you won't have the money that you bought, like you bought a new car now. You ain't gonna have that money to pay that credit card or pay that car off or pay for that new remodeled kitchen off. No, because you quit your job. That extra income by you getting up every morning, keep going to work, that will be very good, you know. So I encourage you to keep the job. Everybody who got a stimulus check all over the world, your country giving you money and all, let me know in the comments down below. Go to my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channels. Hit that like button. And every time you get a new podcast, hopefully YouTube, just ring that bell, because sometimes you can't depend on YouTube. They want to sometimes claim you and stuff. But like my song, Go With The Flow, I already paid for the membership that I'm with the royalty thing. So where I get the Go With The Flow music, I get free royalty music, and I pay it. A membership. You got a library, a royalty free library music. And I go to that music and I pay a monthly fee every month. And I get to use it on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, including Speaker. Because Speaker set that up for you so you have music and everything. And you also can use this music on YouTube and everything. And I think a lot of podcasters, they use this too. But that's why some of the other episodes, past episodes, didn't have the music and all. But I'm going to get an Apple computer. And once I get an Apple computer, my sound system will be quality and you'll be able to hear me just like you hear on the radio. Alright, but I'm just starting off, and I got a lot of people working behind the scenes to get you out there, to get my podcast out there to you, you know. So you can follow me on Speaker or hit that like button and subscribe to my channel. And also go to Facebook and do the same thing, or Instagram or Twitter. I really appreciate it and everything. And I will have a lot more content about the government, about strange new things like UFOs and ghostly stuff like that. We're going to talk about all that on the Corey Woodlock Show. And I'll call this the Corey Woodlock Podcast Show, but it's really the Corey Woodlock Show. Could be because when I set it up, I wanted to put the Corey Woodlock Podcast, but I didn't put podcast in it. So when you search for the Corey Woodlock Show. And also on YouTube, search for the Corey Woodlock Show. And it sure comes up. Just Google it. It should come up. And just listen to what I have to say. And all. This is made for all audience. Nothing bad. No cussing and all. And down the road, as I go on, because I love doing this. I love sitting here and doing this. It seems like I'm ready talking to y'all all over the world. And like I said, I got people now helping me get audience. And help me out with other stuff, so I can get my show out to you across the world and across the country. I'm a single father of six people, and one of my daughters is in heaven, and he's definitely looking out for me because I've been blessed and a really lovable family, aunts and uncles and cousins and all. That I love dearly, including my brothers and sisters and my mom and all. And my nieces and nephews. Sorry about that, guys. Didn't mean to meet y'all out. Always thinking about y'all, guys. And I'm sure they pray that this show will be successful and everything. But this might be my legacy, you know? This might what I might leave behind for my kids and all. Who knows? Who knows what this show might? Because I'm on iHeart and I'm on all music formats and all. And hopefully the people who are helping me out already, if they're listening, already thank you for everything. Thank you for the followers that I already have and everything. Thank you for working so hard and everything. A big shout out for all the people behind the scenes that helped me out with the show and already got me some listeners and all. Thank you guys. Your hard work was worth the pay, you know. And look forward to working with y'all in the future and everything. And like I said, I got a book coming out called Selfish. And you can pre-order it after June the 15th. Because they still editing it and everything. And I also got people that going to help me promote it on Facebook and Amazon and all that. We got those people. Got a person that's going to help me with that. I got people to write my podcast scripts. So I won't have, already have some contact, some topics and everything to talk about. So when I go on the air, I already have my scripts to talk about. So I'm getting it together. Nancy and Diane and all. I'm getting everything together, Lisa. And got a lot of people that willing to want to help me out with this show. And just everybody, just tell your friends and family and just listen, all right? Because I'm going to get on Donald Trump and I'm going to be watching Joe Biden. And I'm going to keep you up with the latest with the $2,000 stimulus check. I mean, I know everybody is looking for that across the country of the United States because Canada already get $2,000. Everybody know that, right? Didn't know that? Well, yeah. The people in Canada already get $2,000 a month. I don't know about other countries like China, Russia, Spain, or Britain, or that, but I do know that Canada get $2,000 because Henry told me. the guy to work with me. And I also went through a lot of stuff with Witchcraft and everything. And that is not really bounced out yet. And about me taking over my rent. And 52 years old, and I think I need to be responsible to pay my own rent, not having nobody to pay me. No, not having nobody to pay rent for me. So hopefully, God is willing, I will be paying my own rent here again. And hopefully, I know I can do anything through God. Last time, I probably didn't have God in me enough. And I messed up, didn't go behind my rent and everything. That was around 2010, 2011, way back then. Like I said before, I was going through a lot. Now I'm ready to give it another shot. And I know I can do it. So, those who believe in God across the country and the world, please pray for me that I will get this right. And I'll let you know how I'm doing with it. All right? Or my audience and everything. And that's a question that I want to ask y'all. Have y'all ever made mistakes not paying your rent and your parents get on you or other people get on you and they hold it against you, you know, and then they help you out paying your rent. Then when you're ready to do it again, they bring back old stuff, you know, bring back old times. Oh, you messed up the last time. Oh, you messed up this time. So anybody have that in their family saying, oh, second chances, you can't get a second chance, or you can't do it because you messed up before? Just let me know in the comments on YouTube or down here. I mean, some of those people don't believe in people can be revalidate themselves and redeem themselves and learn from their past, you know. And I got a lot of those people in my life, you know. You know, it's always bringing up the past, you know. And one of those pasts is when I made mistakes, you know. Gas and electric was way over. My uncle, who passed away, he put the money down to get my gas and electric back on. And Richcroft did pay the back rent that I owe and everything. So all I'm saying is they need to let it go and let me get a second chance. And this monitor me, just watch me see how I do. Give me 6 months. Give me 4 months just to see how I do. You know? Already got bank accounts set up and everything because of my book and all and stuff like that. And I'm not like I used to when I was young, buying videotapes and video games and stuff like that. You know, as I got older, I got less than wanting to spend my money, you know. And back in the day, you know, back when I first moved in here or further back, I used to take, I never keep money in my pocket, you know. I always go buy videotapes or video games or stuff like that. I'm telling you what I'm doing. And I just want to know how you got in the hole, you know. How you got there, how you fell back on rent and stuff, you know. I know how I got there, you know, not paying attention and not paying my rent and all that and fell behind on it. You know, like going to the rental stores and renting TVs and stuff like that. Instead of paying my rent, I paid on that stuff, like getting pay loans and stuff like that. And that's how I fell back on rent and gas electric. And I was in the barn with a big hole and had my lights was off for a while. And guess what? My ex-wife, Candy Clark, Candy Lynn Clark, that's her name now because she changed her name from Whitlock back to Clark. And I'm putting her out there because I need to. Candy Lynn Clark. She used to stay here. I used to let her stay here because she didn't have nowhere to stay. Because once she's decided that she wanted to leave me, wanted to get a divorce, she didn't even think about where she's going to live. And the guy that she left me with, Ernest Newkirk, he was in art already. They was paying his rent. And she couldn't stay there. And she couldn't stay with Miss Diane. And she was homeless. And she used to stay here. And she used to stay here rent-free. I should have charged her rent, you know. And that's how the gas electric got high, too, you know. And should have never let her stay there, because the reason we left Falls Hill because of her, because she didn't want to do her current duties and all. The house was always a mess. You know the story. I told you many times. I told you many times about her. And I did tell you I'm going to miss her name in upcoming shows and all, because you never forget, but you do forget, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not wriggling over it, because I moved on. And I got a real strong family. My aunts and my uncles, I take after them. Real strong family who believe in the good Lord and everything. But I'm never going to forget, but I will forgive her. And I will always love her. Get this, don't get me wrong. Not in love with her. Always loved her because she had my six children. Six beautiful children. Donald, Ashley, Candace, Jessica, Myra. Okay? And that's why I will always love her. That's the only reason why I will always love her, because she had those six children. And not in love with her no more. I stopped that way back in 2000 when she got me arrested by the police when Deja was trying to sit up, put me in jail and everything. When I was with Art and all, and living at the art house, and Art and all of them had something to do with it, you know. Well, the people that worked with them had something to do with it. Like my caseworker and the person that supposed to be working with me, they had something to do with it. And the people across the street and all. So, as that, like I said, I'll never forget, but I will forgive, you know, because forgiveness not for them, it's for me. But I just want to know if y'all had any people like that, you know, that hurt you, you know, this one to make you do right, you know. Like, I did that. I got to get this right, you know. Then critics and trolls and haters, they're going to come after me if I make one mistake. It's one mistake, those trolls and haters, they're going to come after me. Just like the movie critics and all. Like, they get good movies, bad ratings and all. You know, like black actors, when they make a leading role, they don't get no credit. No kind of recognition from movie credits. And I call those movie trolls and movie haters, because those black actors like Will Smith and his wife, Samuel L. Jackson, especially Eddie Murphy and Cineo Hall, but they're great. The greatest movie, the best movie of the year, Coming to America 2. The best movie of the year, to me it is. It was real good. I'm glad they came back and do it. So Eddie, you know, anybody in Eddie Murphy party or Cineo Hall party, hear me on this podcast. Great job. Academy Award. 5 Academy Awards. I mean, Eddie, go make a Beverly Hill Cop 4. Will Smith and Martin Lewis, they made a 3. Go make a 4. You know? And put those in it. Put those 2 in it if you need to. You know? Go make a 4 and put Will and Martin in it. You know? I bet you that movie will become a number 1 movie. Alright? Find a way you found a way to do Coming to America. And just find a way to do that. I mean, Beverly Hills Cop is one of your best roles in Coming to America. I mean, I really like it. You know, I love it. They had Beverly Hills Cop, all three on HBO Max. They had all three Beverly Hills Cops on there. And I watched all three of them. Fell asleep on two and three, but I did watch it over. And two and three is pretty good too. But the original, nothing can touch the original Beverly Hills Cop. It's a total classic. And it reminds you how young you was when that movie came out. You know? I mean, when I watch it, I had tears in my eyes, how young I was. And I just look in the mirror and I'm like, doggone Eddie. Sylvester Stallone do that too, you know. He bring pictures up on Rocky and make you think how young you was when Rocky came out. Just like Beverly Hills Cop and Rocky, the original, the first movie. Watch that movie. Also on HBO, they had a marathon. They had on Rocky 1, HBO, all five. And I watched them. And I was watching the original Rocky. I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. I'll be right back, guys. Take a commercial break. And I'll be right back. Okay. I'm going to talk about the George Floyd trial. Anybody is watching that on HLN and on CNN. Jesus Lord, man. Is anybody watching that? No. And it was really hard to watch those tapes yesterday they were showing. And anybody leave a comment and feel that those cops really killed that man. I mean, everybody saw that he was scared. And when the police officer came up to his car, he had no reason to draw his gun. But George Floyd was no threat, you know. And that's what they were saying on the court right now that I'm watching. He was no threat. And the cop had no reason to come up and threaten him like that with his gun and all that stuff. And probably scared them more and everything. He was telling the cop that he was scared to get in the car. Told his phobia and something like that. So if anybody watching this across the country or even the world watching this, comment below and leave a comment on them. Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. I mean, this is just like the trial of the century, you know? Like OJ trial, you know? It's a little bit like that, you know? But this one, this guy died for no reason. He died for no reason because these witnesses, even when they had the EMS on there, and she was offering her expertise and telling the officer look at his pulse and all that stuff. And the other guy was also trained with the police academy and martial arts and stuff, how to do chokeholds and stuff like that. They was one the prosecutor's biggest witness. Even they had a nine-year-old saw it. I mean, and everybody was screaming, check his pulse. The man calmed down. He said, I'm sorry, I will calm down. You know, and they still had him on the ground. These four white officers had him on the ground, especially the one that had his knee to his neck. And I solely believe this man meant to kill this man. He was so angry. He meant to kill them. And the other three officers just stood there and watched. And I think they should go to jail too. You know? And the part that I didn't like in the courtroom when the judge hollered at the paramedic. I mean, she was getting her answer. She was finishing up her answer. And the judge just went off for no reason. I mean, his redneck looking old stuff. Probably look at porn and all. Look like the type of redneck, you know. And he didn't have no piece of business to holler at that witness right there. I mean, the EMS witness. I mean, she gave a powerful statement, a powerful testimony to the state. She was the state witness, and so did the other guy. And this guy really meant to kill Joy Floyd. I can't believe this. You know, I can't believe this is going on in America today. After all my aunts and uncles been through during the 40s and 50s and 60s, and this carried over to the 21st century, come on, people. Come on, white people. It's over with. You know? And his friend was out there saying, calm down, Floyd. Calm down. Just get in the car. But the man was scared. He was hot and smoky. He kept saying. And one time, they already had him on the ground. Calm down. That's when they should have talked to him. When he was calm, was sitting on the side of the wall. They had him sitting on the side of the wall, calm down. That's when they should have started talking to him and everything. And Joy Floyd would have been still alive today if they would have did that. But they took him, picked him up, carried him over to the police car, and tried to force him in the police car. And the man kept telling him he had claustrophobia, you know. And they was determined to put him in the police car. Now, I just imagine this was back in the 50s and 60s, what would happen to this man. And we had all these high-tech equipment, you know. And what would happen to the bystanders was sitting on there and all. I would believe Joy Floyd would have got beaten to death. And then the bystanders would have been thrown on the ground and got beaten to death. You know? And don't ask what Donald Trump think of this, because he probably was cheering for the white guys. You know? That's the kind of president that we had. You know? He was, I don't know, he commented on the George Floyd incident last year, you know? But I already want to know his comment. You know? But what y'all think about the Joy Floyd and the case that's going on right now? Did these officers meant to kill him, or should the Joy Floyd just cooperate with the officers? And you know, should he just cooperate with them, or was they wrong for forcing him in the van, in the car? And also, when they had him calm at the first time, and anybody watching watched the video that they showed. They showed the full-length video of everything that happened from the officer's body cameras, each officer's body cameras, and every view, and every camera direction. And they showed all the angles of everything that happened and on each body camera. And I believe they should have left him alone when they calmed him down, and they should have just sit down and talked to him and asked him what's going on, you know. And I'm sure the store owner didn't realize what was going to happen when he called the police. Even the store owner said, I'm not an expert at counterfeit money. This was all over a $20 bill. All over a $20 bill. Because the guy thought that it was counterfeit. And he said, I'm not an expert in counterfeit money, but I feel real bad now that I called the police. I just imagine, you know, how he felt now. I mean, that could have been anybody, you know, that owned Cup Food in Missouri. Now, in that store, Cup Food, it's really a popular store now, because is seen all over the country, probably the world too. So Kafu, Milwaukee, the Twin Cities. If you ever go to Kafu, it's right on the corner of Chicago, Chicago Street, Avenue, whatever they call it. And that's a famous spot now. And my prayers and everything go out to Joyce Floyd family and all. And all America is so sorry what happened, you know. It shouldn't happen, you know. Never happened. And everybody's praying. Everybody's praying, Joyce Floyd family, okay? We're praying that you will get justice for this man, okay? Just leave it in the hands of Jesus, all right? And he will take care of it. And it could have happened to anybody, just like Freddie Gray. When that incident happened to Freddie Gray, all six officers got off, and they killed that man. They killed Freddie Gray, you know. And no difference in Joyce Floyd and Freddie Gray. Same involvement with the police, same thing, but different city, different situation. I mean, but Freddie Gray wasn't doing nothing, and Joyce Floyd wasn't doing nothing either. He probably didn't even know it was counterfeit money. He probably got it from somebody else, you know. That's why when I go in a store, I mean, especially the dollar store in Liberty Heights, I mean, they be looking at my money like it's not real. It's not. So from now on, when I go in the store, I use my credit card, my bank card. That way, the transaction would go through and off. And I don't really take cash no more. Because after what happened to Joyce Floyd, you know, I started using the bank card more. And I just want to know all y'all young men, young ladies, did y'all ever had that kind of encounter with the police, you know? And if you did, just leave a comment on YouTube and all, and discuss it and everything. And when I go live, I'm gonna discuss the case and everything. And also, if the trial goes on, and if I get a TV in my studio, we're going to watch this together online and all. But it'll probably be over by the month. You don't pose it last that long. But, like I said, the question is, do you think these guys were responsible? And do you think the other three officers should be on trial too and go to jail? Just like the other guy. I don't want to know his name. Who cares about his name? He killed an innocent man. No. And just like Donald Trump and my ex-wife, I don't want to put him in my cabinet. You know, he's a disgusting person. And don't worry, Joyce Floyd family. You will get justice. If you won't get it from mankind, you will definitely get it from God. He will pay it in one form. He will pay it. So just believe that. And that's my point, you know. We need to take all these officers off, including the black officers too. You know, they can get kind of aggressive and nasty too, because they big in time and they think they better than you because they got their badge and gun, you know. And it's not only the white officers, it's sometimes the black officers as well. And they call that backup white boys and stuff like that for backup. And then they really get aggressive when they get backup. And anybody ever seen about 10, 15 cops just for one person? Just one person. Stole something from the store, they come about 20, 15 cops. Just for one thing. One $10, $5 thing. It's ridiculous, you know? And that's why Joe Biden is trying to stop all of that, military technology with the police and all. And they come with guns and like they in the military and everything. And I know it's dangerous out there because of drugs and the drug dealers make it like that. But you gonna come for just one person that stole something from the store and it was like $5 or $3. You're going to bring about 10 cops? Come on, man. That's over manpower. You know? And there's a lot of black guys died in the hands of white guys, white police. In New York, Michael Brown, the paramedic that got shot, and many others, you know, including Freddie Gray and George Floyd. I mean, the list that goes on, and some that you probably never heard of, you know, that didn't even make it to the news. Just thought of it, you know. And all I was saying to all the young African American males, females, be careful, all right? If you're between the age of 15 to 35 and all, be careful. Disobey the police officer. Do everything they tell you to do, okay? If you have a camcorder, a car camera, turn it on too. So that way, turn your car camera on too, or turn your cell phone on, so cell phone camera on, and record. Record everything. I mean, you need to nowadays. Record the whole incident. That's my advice, because you never know what kind of cop you're going to get, especially in the South and those redneck states and the redneck Donald Trump states, because we're not out of the woods with Donald Trump people yet, you know. And it's a shame that we all can't live together. And I'm just really can't believe it, you know. Can't imagine watching, if it was my son, watching my son die right on TV, you know, have to sit in the courtroom and go through the emotions and watch him die right on TV, you know. And all those people was kept telling the police officer, check his pulse. Check his pulse. He died. He's not breathing. He's not. Even the paramedic, the EMS, she was screaming and everything. She was just telling him, I'm a paramedic. Let me check his pulse. Check his pulse. I mean, anybody watching this, y'all already know what I'm talking about. If y'all watching the trial, HLN. If you're actually watching the trial, if you're not, I advise you to watch it. Especially the young people. Please watch. Just watch a little bit of it. Learn from it. Take notes. Take everything you can out of it. You know, learn your rights through this, because it could have happened to anybody, man. And it's not going to stop. George Floyd is not going to be the last person, you know. It's not going to stop. And it just like those shootings in Colorado and Georgia, you know. I mean, always white people going shooting up churches and going in the grocery store shooting innocent people. Always white. But the black people stop and do what the police say. We ones get shot and killed, and nobody do nothing about it. And then you don't hear about the person, the white person, got arrested or got killed for shooting 10 people and all. But white people do talk about Freddie Gray, you know. White people do talk about George Floyd. And I just want to know, what the white people in the white bars in the South is talking about when they watch this video, if they watch the trial. I know, I just can imagine some of the things they're saying, because I used to live with prisoners, people. And I just imagine what some of the things they're saying. Now, Floyd was scared, and he wasn't resisting arrest. He was just scared. He was claustrophobic, and he was scared. He already told the police, I already got shot, and I'm claustrophobic, please. And my point is, they should have left him right there and talked to him when they had him on the ground and calmed. And once he calmed down, they had him on the ground, he calmed down, and the guy still had his knee and his neck and all, squishing it to the sidewalk and all, till he can't breathe no more. And they kept telling him, calm down, you'll breathe, you're using oxygen. That's what the police were saying. And everybody said, let him up, you know. It's really hard to watch, guys, but you will learn something from it. You definitely will learn something from it. Because every time you see a white police officer, if you take notes and you remember, George Floyd changed the world. He changed it, and this trial is giving a lot of knowledge to people. So, to the young people, I would go out, I would sit down and watch it, at least a couple minutes or 15 minutes of it, just to get some food for thought, every time you see those little Christmas lights in your windows, you know your rights, and you know what to do, Let's take another commercial break and get back to Star Trek and other news. All right, be right back. Okay, get back to the show. They still having a trial. They got the paramedic that's on the scene, and they saying that they had to get away from the trial, and they had to drove it to another area to work on George Floyd. And that's going on right now. That's what I was watching and everything. But if anybody have any comments and everything, go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and leave a comment and give me your thoughts about all this stuff and all. My opinion is, those four officers killed that man. He was an innocent man. It's all over $20. They had him on the ground the first time. If anybody watched the video yesterday, watched the court yesterday, they were showing all the videos, all the angles. And the first time they got him out of his car, they sent him on the ground. My opinion, they should have talked to him then. Instead, they walked him across the street, right by where the troll car was at Cup Food. And they told him to get in the car. And the man told him that he was claustrophobic. He didn't want to get in the car. And they were showing him in the car like he was some kind of animal or something. And it just got out of hand. And the officer, he looked like he's one of those KKK skinheads, Nazis. I can't get out of the 40s and 1800s and 20s and 40s and 50s person. And all three of his other officers look like they that type too, because if they was any kind of supporting officers, they would have got him off George Floyd. You know, in my opinion, all four of them should be on trial right now. All four of them should be fired. And take them back to the days when they hang people. I think all four of them should be hanged, just like by the neck. Let them suffer, just like they let George Floyd suffer, you know. But we don't do that nowadays, you know. Freddie Gray killers, they got off big time. You know, Michael Brown person who killed him got off, and in other cases too, you know, they got off. So we'll see about this guy. I mean, this guy looked like he's crazy. Like, he would take off his uniform and walk into a grocery store, start shooting up too. This police officer, former police officer, he looked crazy. And you see pictures of him. No. So, our young people out there, especially my African-American young people, my nieces, nephews, and all people who are young, live in the South, East, North, West, or wherever you live. If you're young and black, be safe, all right? Nieces, nephews, be safe. Lisa, Bryant, Mom, Dad, love you. Hope to see you. We almost through this pandemic and definitely going to come and see you. Uncle Hurry on Alice, shout out Pappy, all the cousins and all. And Aunt Diane, Aunt Nancy, Robin Ann, Rayvon, Rod, love y'all guys. Hopefully I can come over on Nancy to see y'all soon. Get vaccinated, everyone. There's nothing wrong with the Vaseline. Get vaccinated. Help Joe Biden to put America back. And like I said, don't go over crazy over that $2,000 a month, okay? Don't quit your job. Don't get divorces. And nothing. And as always, may the force of God be with you always. Live long and prosper. Peaceful journey. All you do. God bless you. God bless the United States. God bless the world, including China, Russia, and all. And North Korea. And all the countries. All the brothers and sisters all over the world. Everyone who live on this big blue planet that God gave us. God bless you all. Alright? One day we will live all together. I might not see it in my timeline, but we will. We got a black president, and I know we'll live together one day, as in peace. As always, Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Michael, and Myra, and I love you. See you in the next episode.